Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak there exists now enlightenment. This might be very provoking for you. So this means enlightenment should be that our whole ego is destroyed and transformed to the divine, that we don't have any ego anymore. Think it over, then we live in the paradise, in the here and now. We have no problems anymore because we don't have any ego. It looks like a great marketing tool. Designs dreams and the people buy it, even if it's not true. Okay, in the last months before Osho died, or Bhagwan died, he said the ego can't be destroyed, it can only be watched. Oh, Krishnamurti said, and the people thought Krishnamurti was enlightenment. Krishnamurti said, there is now enlightenment. So, Aurobindo said, until we have a body, we have an ego. Oh, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the very holy book for the Hindus, said until we have a body, we have all three gunas, and the three gunas are a part of our ego. And if we read all the holy scriptures, the old books, there's nothing mentioned with enlightenment, also not in the Srimad Bhagavata, also not in this very awesome book, old book from the Sufi Attar, the Conference of the Birds. The path is endless. There is no end. There is no sign. Enlightenment doesn't exist. Okay. The great Ramakrishna, unknown to his lifetime, said, we cannot kill this rascal of ego. So we use our ego to serve God. We make out of our ego a servant for God. Oh, simple, no? And Ramakrishna remained his whole life very humble, and he said, I'm only a servant of the servants of God. I serve only my devotees. And they are servants of God. This is it. So, why? The ego is part of our brain. It's totally hardwired with our brain, with our body. If we destroy ego, we destroy our body, our brain. All our memories are connected to our body, to our brain. If we want to speak, we need an ego. And this goes on and on and on. There exists the opportunity to leave our ego through meditation, through dancing, through chanting, through praying, and so on. Afterwards, we have to go back in our ego, and we are the same guy as before, with an ego. And this you could see with Sri Ramakrishna. He went so many times in Samadhi, and even in the highest Samadhi, that he had to go back in his body. On the inner part, seriously devotees, and also these great, well-known avatars, spiritual enlightenment and so on, getting the divine voice. And the divine voice is giving us all the information for our inner part, and we have to follow up to 100%. I said not 90%, I said not 99%, I said 100%. And this is great gurus for God. And then they fall from their spirituality. And this is a problem. Our whole life we have to monitor and to improve our ego. For what is in this enlightenment? It is a great motivator to go further, to meditate. And it is a great business. The Zen master had made huge money, and in the last 200 years, all these well-known, great, famous gurus, and even maybe 500 years or 1,000 years ago, have made big business with this sign enlightenment. And the unknown gurus, like Sri Ramakrishna, or like recently died Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, they remain their whole life humble. Oh. And that was a great divine avatar. There was just servants. And did everything for the devotees. Still they had an ego. I have looked up in the books from the dearest devotees of these great gurus. This means Mata Amritananda Mai, Osho, Maharaji Yoga, Chinmoy. And I give this also to you, then you can read it. These so-called avatars making huge money, exploit the people, cheat them, make a holy show. But the insider tells you the opposite. They're great actors. I even doubt so. They're normal actors. The people believe everything on the inner part. Religion people is the easiest way to cheat them. So I by myself had the fortune to get very fast the Kundalini. And this is a spiritual awakening. And through this I lost my body identification. And very many other gurus. And I have the divine inner voice. And I follow them up. And it's sometimes so hard to do so, because it is against my ego and my faith system. And I have to do it, regardless what. If I make big losses, I don't care. I care for God. And the good is the thing, I grow. And I have so many spiritual tools to become blissful and happy in this very moment, regardless where. And I develop one more after the one more. And so there is no end. Yes, this we can do. Because our ego is in the way to connect with the divine, to connect with bliss, to connect with true inner happiness, with spiritual happiness. And we can do this also without religion. But this is the other thing. And I teach this also, I have so many techniques, okay. Thank you that I could speak about this. And